Now, this time every morning, we take a look at some of the most bingeable content here on our streaming services. I'm joined in studio by Rachel and Miriam. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now, it's going to be a big morning. Who wants to go first? Who wants to tell us about the wonderful things they're binging?
Sure, I'm up for it. Let's get into it.
So have you guys heard of Dark?
No.
Okay. Interesting. So Dark is this German series on Netflix, but it's had quite a lot of popularity in the English-speaking world as well.
Is it in German?
It's in German, yes. I'm sure there's dubbed, but never do dubbed, guys.
Don't do dubbed.
So basically Dark, the best way to explain it is probably like a darker Stranger Things, really.
Oh.
So it's a bit sci-fi, it's very mysterious, it's... At the start, it seems like it's going to be a bit of a crime mystery, and it goes in a different direction.
Very European.
Is it a bit Black Mirror-esque? I say this as someone who has never seen Stranger Things.
You know, maybe a little bit, but I wouldn't put it super close to Black Mirror.
Okay, cool.
You've never seen Stranger Things?
I have massive gaps. I've never seen Game of Thrones. I've never seen Stranger Things. I have massive gaps in like major mainstream.
Right, everyone, Rachel's going to go home right now and she's going to binge all these shows that we have definitely talked about and that you need to watch. But God, girl.
Okay, you've got to watch Stranger Things.
Right. Well, now I have to watch Dark.
Peaked the mic. Dark.
Okay.
It's German.
Yes. So the first season was released maybe a couple of years ago now, and the second season was released sometime this year, and I've only just gotten into it.
Right.
So it starts out with the disappearance of two young boys in this town in Germany called Winden.
Winden, sure.
And so Winden is a fictional town. I think it's set in Potsdam, which is just outside of Berlin. And it explores all of these really... interesting cultural themes in Germany, actually, in sort of a fictional context.
Okay.
So it's looking at sort of the place of the forest in German mythology and nuclear power as well. So there's a nuclear plant in this town.
Right.
And it plays a big role in the series. I don't want to reel too much because it just has so many
mysterious
twists
and wonderful. So here's the thing. I know you speak German. Do we need to speak German to enjoy
not.
This show?
It's got really good translation.
Okay.
And that's we're learning the subtitles a lot.
Rachel and I are going to learn German. No, you don't have time. You have too much television to watch. I'll learn German.
You're
you
watching
Stranger Things.
Jess is learning German.
I've
all got
like
homework
today. I
started
Stranger Things. Like, I feel like I might have started it. But I can't remember why I stopped. Like, I know I didn't like Game of Thrones. Like, I actually started watching it. I watched, like, I think an episode and a half. And I know everybody tells me about Game of Thrones. They're like, you have to give it a chance. You know, you have to, like, get into it. If I'm sitting at home watching Netflix, I'm, like, in relaxation mode. I don't want to have to work for my relaxation.
No, you've got to give it a chance.
No,
dude,
no, I don't.
I'm going to turn your microphone off in about 30 seconds if you don't stop talking smack about my favorite show. So, Dark, it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, yes.
And it's German and it's mysterious.
It's super mysterious.
And it's a good bingeable from the sounds of it.
It is bingeable.
Super bingeable.
Very intricate.
Right.
Very worth your time.
Now I'm going to turn to the heathen in the room.
Because not the first time I've been called that.
Because I know she has something very different for us.
I do. This isn't a new one, but it's I only just found out. It's on Netflix now as of 2 months ago. Kath and Kim is on Netflix.
Noise.
Oh, wow.
Oh, noise.
And I did not know. And I have been watching it again.
So good.
It is just phenomenal television.
So good.
It's
an Australian classic.
It is.
It truly is wonderful.
It is. My mum still refers to Chardonnay as Cardinay because of Kath and Kim.
Now, I can quote a lot of Kath and Kim moments, but I've never watched a full episode.
Yeah, sure, but I'm the heathen for not having seen Stranger Things.
Wow. Yeah,
you
really
are throwing a lot of stones for someone
in
a glass house.
It's getting a bit heated. Come on.
Oh, no. I'm a pot and I'm calling a kettle black. Oh, no. Yeah, no, I've never watched a full episode of Kath and Kim.
Well, now you have the opportunity because it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I know.
And it is just a phenomenal television.
I've watched so many snippets, though.
Oh,
I feel like
so
I know it so well.
I thought that, but I think I might have been too young. Like,
to get a lot of it, for sure.
To get a lot of it. But not only that, I think a lot of the jokes went over my head. Like, I'm watching it again now.
This is
and
filthy.
Just storylines where there's so many, like, in-jokes and, like, little... And the other thing I got is, like, you understand, even as a kid watching it, that they're saying the sayings wrong. like typical sayings that like making them incorrect.
Yeah.
But now that I'm older, I actually know what the sayings are supposed to be. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like way funnier.
Way funnier.
Because when I was, I would have been a little kid when it came out originally. Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah.
You're a bubby. Yeah, absolutely. No, but it's still hilarious.
I get it now.
Still hilarious.
We should all watch it again.
We should all watch it again and then...
Or for the first time.
Create a Magda Szybanski shrine in our
house. Oh my God, I love her so much.
The best, right?
She's just phenomenal as a human. She lashed out on Twitter a few weeks ago about that guy who said that comedy is inherently masculine.
Ugh.
God, I can't think. He was just some idiot. And she just like sent back on Twitter just being like, Kath and Kim.
No, the guy from Kath and Kim, Kel.
Yeah.
He did that Russell Coit thing, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
what's
did.
His name?
I don't remember, but I didn't like Russell Coit.
Oh, that was, that's the, which one is that again?
It's the one where he's like...
Glenn Robbins.
Yeah, Glenn Robbins. He's like an outback.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was remembering. Nah.
I don't think I ever watched it.
No,
it was. I remember a friend showing it to me and I had never heard of it. But it was interesting.
It was not good.
I'm going to be too busy watching Stranger Things, so it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, exactly. You've got things to do.
Well, you have homework, young lady. So we're just slowly sliding down a scale of inappropriate now because I want to talk about season 3 of Big Mouth that has just dropped on Netflix.
I've never watched that either.
Okay, so I'm just going to assume that you haven't watched anything.
Anything good.
Yeah. So Big Mouth, it's a show that's on Netflix. It's actually an animated series, which is odd, but it is not for children. Do not make the mistake. Just because it is animated means it is really not for kids.
So a bit of a like BoJack Horseman vibe.
Oh, yeah. Like it's, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. It's created by Nick Kroll and Andrew Goldberg, who are also voiceover actors in the series. It is a show about young middle schoolers going through puberty. And they're guided by their hormone monsters and the shame wizard and the depression kitty. And this is season 3. So we've had 2 very successful seasons that I just, like, I can't put into words how wildly inappropriate and gross this show is. It's a cringeworthy, but just genuinely wonderful show. It tackles a lot of big issues. Season 3, I've only watched the first 2 episodes. We've already tackled school dress codes and toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. In previous episodes, they cover, you know, parental divorce, coming out, LGBTQI issues. They cover depression. They cover all of the horrible, icky, gross things that people go through in puberty, periods and
so you can look back and laugh.
Oh my God, you look back. It's like, it's got an incredible, incredible cast. John Mulaney, Maya Rudolph, Jordan Peele, like these incredible people, Nick Kroll as well. This season, the trailer, so I haven't got too far into the season. I'm only up to the 2nd episode. I fell asleep after that. But the Queer Eye guys are in it.
What?
So the Fab Five from Queer Eye are going to be in it for an episode, and they're going to do a makeover of like. It just looks so funny. It's so funny, but it's not funny if you don't like gross humor. If you don't like crass humor, like sometimes you sit there and you think, oh, too far.
Do you think you can be won over if that's not your typical?
I think because that's not my typical humor.
Yeah,
I am not this kind of person ever. I think like this is very, it's kind of almost if Family Guy just went a step further.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's really, really, it's like if Family Guy and South Park came together, because I never liked South Park. I always thought South Park was just silly and gross and unnecessary.
I never minded South Park. See, yeah. I thought the first few seasons of Family Guy were good. Like the first, like 4 or 5 seasons.
So good.
And then it was kind of like they ran out of ideas and it just started becoming wildly inappropriate. And all of a sudden it was just like cheap shots, and like I felt like there were constantly like jokes that were like making fun of like those with disabilities. Yeah, I think, and it was just like inappropriate. It's not funny anymore.
Yeah, so you might not love this one. No, but they do it in a really good way, and they do tackle some really, really, really big important issues that aren't talked about.
Yeah,
in a really interesting way. It's so wildly inappropriate. Like I can't say on radio how wildly inappropriate this is.
Sounds like it's worth a shot.
It's
just to
really,
see
really
what
it's funny
about.
Though. It's if you don't look for anything serious. So you've watched Dark now and you're feeling a bit like, oh, the world is dying and my brain is spinning and then you just go and laugh at Big Mouth or Kath and Kim. Like it's I can't, it's just It's hard to explain, which isn't great for the purpose of this segment, but it's really good. Season 3.
It's an enigma. Now you have to watch
it. Yeah, I don't know, but just don't hate me if you don't like it. It's really, I've not met anyone who doesn't like it.
Okay, well, that's a good
sign. I've heard a lot of good things about
it. It's really funny, but it's just, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
But Charles Bradley sings the opening track, the late and great Charles Bradley, which is great. Anyway, so there we go. there's our picks for Swing Up Swing Swear. Dark on Netflix. We had Kath and Kim
on Netflix.
Also on Netflix. And we had Big Mouth Season 3. Don't Hate Me If You Don't Like It. Also streaming on Netflix.